Opening bell on Wall Street today. The stock market was flat and mixed yesterday. Today, the Dow is up 164 points as we get started on this Tuesday. S&P is up 17. It's now time for our stock and business report today, sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, five straight weeks the stock market has suffered losses with everything that's going on right now. You think we're going to see a rebound anytime soon?
Maybe we're seeing it today, Bob. Oil dropped below $100 a barrel, and of course the Federal Reserve's meeting tomorrow is to talk about that 0.25% rate increase for the Fed funds rate. Again, markets have corrections, Bob, but they rebound suddenly, and you got to catch the average buy and hold investor by surprise.
Well, it's human nature for investors to buy high and sell low, right?
Yeah, it's in our DNA to be risk averse. That's how we survived as a species. But the investors sometimes have to be bold. Buying into the markets that we've seen the last 5 weeks is like catching a falling knife.
Yeah, that could be very dangerous. Wouldn't it be safer to leave and forget about your money at an index or target fund, date fund, and just, you know, work it on automatic pilot for the time being?
Well, that strategy worked until we had an invasion in Ukraine or a pandemic. Then your pilot needs to be somebody who can guide you through these treacherous times that we have and help your retirement and nest egg get around these unexpected black swans.
All right, well, tell us about catching falling knife strategy and why you shouldn't have your retirement on autopilot.
Well, we look at the unexpected events. This invasion of Ukraine, President Putin is threatening to use nuclear weapons. Again, we follow these lines of black swans we've seen that upset the markets and our economy.
Well, it sounds like you're saying the events like in 2008, Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, the Gulf War, 9/11, COVID, and now the war with Russia in Ukraine coming out of left field when you least expect it. So how do you prepare for the unknown and profit from disjointed markets?
Well, you have to have gold and commodities as a hedge. Again, let's look at Washington's response. We had the highest inflation rate in 40 years. First, they said it's transitory. Now it'll be with us, they say, for a year. I think it's going to be longer than a year. And, of course, this inflation is decades in the making. The administrations that we've had in the past and the Federal Reserve says it's not their fault. It's Putin's fault.
All right. So now that we've reached the blame game point there in Washington, no one wants to own up to anything. Putin's invasion hasn't caused inflation. It was already there. He saw it a moment of weakness and took advantage, a lot of people believe.
Yes. Once Washington accepts the modern monetary theory doesn't work, and neither does Keynesian, again, we can never print our way to prosperity. We know that, Bob. That's never happened in 5,000 years. And you remember what Winston Churchill said about us Americans.
We'll always do what is right once they have tried everything else. I guess Washington's still trying everything else.
Very funny. Precisely. Once the public figures out that our policymakers in Washington has gotten us into this pickle, just like in the 70s, and then, of course, you know, Ronald Reagan came into office. In the meantime, we've got to catch a few falling knives.
All right, well, how do you do that in this market that is so volatile right now?
Well, you got to have experts, and I met with a lot of those experts this last week, and again, this is the kind of markets that they're looking for, the underloved, the oversold stocks, these devalued stocks that Wall Street overlooks. Again, you got to be patient, and you got to be rewarded handsomely by buying companies that trade near or below their book value or their intrinsic value. Again, the liquidation value of the company's assets are sometimes the most valuable, again, in this stock market volatility and this stock market price.
All right. Well, you've got 35 years under your belt, so I'm sure you know where to find the managers who are experts at catching falling knives and those stocks. How can our listeners reach you and your team, Pavlos?
I got 35 years of a belly under my belt, too, right, Bob? I better get back and ride my bike. That's what you're making me think about. Again, you can reach us here at Cetera at 505-828-4068, or you go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You also can sign up for our actionable tax planning strategies for the current tax landscape. That'll be on March 30th at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. via Zoom. And lastly, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, find an expert to catch those falling knives for you.
All right, very good, Pavlos. We'll talk to you coming up next week.